I welcome you to another episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. We're starting a new series, and it's on grace versus legalism. And today I would like to start by talking a little about grace and connecting it with a story in the Bible, the story of the prodigal son and how he went away and how he returned home. We understand that the grace of God puts us under the waterfall of His love. Grace in its truest form is a gift from God. It is accessed through faith and not by any works that we can do. The Word of God tells us, "For it is by grace that we are saved through faith. And this is not from ourselves, it is the gift of God." So unlike any material gift that is received on special occasions for special reasons, the grace of God is made available to all persons, regardless how good or bad they may be. It is unconditionally given, and all that we need to do is to receive it by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. And after receiving the grace of God, what should you do next? You ought to give grace to others. Many have received grace and do not give grace to others. And maybe the reason why some people don't give grace is because they have not received the grace of our Lord. But this teaching today is to encourage you to receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and then be able to give grace to others. The story of the prodigal son illustrates the Lord's mercy and grace. One of the greatest love stories ever told. This parable demonstrates how God views us and how we can choose to respond to His never-ending love for us. In telling this story, Jesus illustrates grace from the Father's perspective, not from human perspective. Talk of the Father's unconditional love for us. It is such that nothing that we do can make Him love us more or less. No matter how despicable the situation, His arms are ever open wide to receive anyone who chooses to respond to His love. Amen. And in this parable, the parable that I refer to, the parable of the prodigal son, we see that a wealthy man had two sons. And as long as they were with him, they shared all things in common, had all their needs met. But the younger son felt he needed his independence and wanted his share of the inheritance. And he wanted it immediately. And you know, in that culture, it was a height of disrespect for the son to make such an audacious request while his father was still alive and well. But he couldn't hold back. He believed that he could make it on his own. And so the father obliged him with his request, and off he went to a far country, and there he squandered his portion of the inheritance. And soon, he began to be in need. And then he began to reflect on how good it had been for him. He literally walked away from the grace of the Father. He took his Father's grace for granted. He blew it all and suffered bitterly. And then subsequently, he walked back home, walked back empty, haggard. So how did the Father respond to the prodigal son? And that is very important. That's very crucial for our talk. And for this series, you know, the prodigal son expected the worst from his father once he got back home. He expected to be treated as one of the hired servants at the very best. But while he was still some distance away, what happened? The father notices him, runs to him, embraces him. His love explodes on the scene, such that before the son was done with his confession, he granted him full restoration of status as a son, not as a hired servant. The father holds nothing back to receive and to celebrate his son. There was no condemnation, no accusation, no feeling of resentment for such wastefulness. Instead, the father responded with such uncommon grace. Wow! How does this relate with us today? Is there someone who needs your forgiveness and acceptance? If you withhold your love and mercy, then you are embracing legalism and not grace. The father of the prodigal son represents the Almighty God. In Psalm 84 verse 11, we're told that God gives grace and glory, and no good thing will He withhold from anyone of His own. And as long as the prodigal son stayed with the father, it was a life decorated with grace. And like it is with us today, we can choose a life laced with grace or a life laced with works. The latter is a hard place to be. Look at the life of the prodigal son. What does he represent today? First, I would say that he represents those who are busy chasing after pleasures of this world at the very expense of their soul. The prodigal son represents many who feel disappointed with church, haven't been to a couple of them, and now they just want to, you know, be on their own. They don't want any more of it. So they take a break from fellowship, and as soon as the devil notices that they've taken a break from fellowship, what does he do? He comes after them big time. The prodigal son represents those who feel disappointed in God for not meeting some or all of their expectations. And then in their hearts, their hearts gradually grow cold towards God. The Bible says, in the last days, that the love of many shall wax cold. Something made their hearts wax cold. The prodigal son represents believers today who live with a perpetual consciousness of sin, an overwhelming burden of their own inadequacies. And after they have confessed their sins to God, some still believe that they need to do something to impress God to forgive their sins. And as a result, the accuser, Satan, constantly holds up a board before them on which is written, "You do not belong here." For them, it's hard to accept that all their sins have already been paid for on the cross of Christ. So no more condemnation remains for those who are in Christ Jesus. The prodigal son represents believers who are not living by faith and instead are living based on works. Grace thrives on faith, while legalism thrives on works. But when you walk away from grace, you inadvertently embrace legalism. And many a believer have abandoned grace for legalism today. You would wonder how. But you see, this transition from grace to legalism can sometimes be so subtle. And I'll explain this, as we go on in this series. The prodigal son represents those who cleave to merit instead of to the mercy of God. The prodigal son felt he had come of age and could make it on his own. Legalism says, "I am of age. I can go on my own. I can have my own right standing. I fast long. I pray very well. I pray very hard. I give my offerings. I pay my tithe. I can keep all the rules. I have the right answers to the situations of life. I'm a worker in the church with many years of Christian service to show for it. So I deserve this and I deserve that. I'm qualified to have it from God." Friends, let's be very clear. No one has the right answers to life. No one can keep all the rules. As a matter of fact, no one can truly make it through life on his own. We're told in the scriptures, John 3:27, no one can receive anything unless God gives it from heaven. So have you run from God and walked away from his grace? You may need to learn from the life of the prodigal son and come back home. Amen. In the next episode, I'll be talking about the response of the older brother to the prodigal son, and how this relates with grace and legalism. Until I come your way next time, stay blessed. Amen.